Jackson.
We are good to go
with more of the Matt Wyatt Show,
coming to you direct and live.
Back with you, I'm Matt, in the Bureau, the Farm Bureau Insurance Studio. Farm Bureau, go with the home team. Text to get to. Rapid fire coming up. Lots of texts have come in on the Country Pleasing text line. That's all coming up. Got the phone line open to you today. Had some calls in the first hour. Good to hear from y'all on this Reaction Monday. Began the day with the Zach Selman press conference. Today we took some questions from media. In fact, new interim coach Greg Knox did have a short press conference today, too. He did meet with media. I do not think that was televised, but we'll get some of that later on for you if you want to hear that. So anyway, lots of stuff to get to. Lots of comments on YouTube. Chester on the Murray West live thread on YouTube. Chester said Selman has a great background of contacts. There may be some NFL assistants in the mix. Yeah, maybe so. Miss Dinah on Facebook. Hey, I know you. She says to change the subject, our boys and girls basketball teams look good. I know we haven't played anybody, but they sure do hustle. And I'll tell you this, you know, I haven't gotten to see the women play yet, but State's men's team, 2-0, and they're hitting threes. I mean, that's the thing about it. They're hitting threes. And, man, that's good to see. A little bit of a breath of fresh air. They've had some teams here recently that had a hard time hitting those shots from the outside. All right, let's get into the text messages and play a little catch-up today on this Reaction Monday. The show's yours on Reaction Monday. Yeah, and I tell you, you know, I will make a decision this afternoon. This is for you. I got a couple of questions from y'all about possibly doing the late night live stream again like we did last week. I think it was on Monday night last week. It was around 8 o'clock, popped up, went live here in the Farm Bureau studio and on the Murray West live thread. Got a bunch of comments from because we couldn't get them all in on the radio show. We kind of ran out of time, and so had sort of like an overtime show that night. Did the live stream a little more laid back, and it was a lot of fun. So I had a suggestion or two that we should do that again, and maybe we will. I'll either do that or we'll just post a video tonight at some point. But I'll let you know on Twitter. So X/Twitter, I'm Radio Wyatt. We'll let you know there. All right, Andy in Laurel. He texts the show, says, Matt, you were dead on in regards to Arnett allowing a complete overhaul of the Leach offense and the personnel on the team. Also, he says, what happened to Zach Arnett that it had to be pulled off the field by his belt as a defense coordinator versus having his arms crossed with no emotion as head coach? And it did change. You know, responsibilities change. And part of that probably, too, is, you know, he knows Matt Brock, and so he's got respect for Matt Brock, who's calling the defense, and he needs to be free to do it. I mean, Leach gave Arnett that freedom. He probably wanted to give the same freedom to Brock. Clay in Batesville, all caps. You have to align your scheme to your personnel and then vice versa. Recruit to what you want to run and not give up what you did wholesale. Yes. Patrick says, who would you like to see to come to Starkville? I don't know. I don't know, Patrick. No, I don't know. People throw out these names, and, man, it's a total toss-up on all of them. Always has been. Every year, the coaching carousel, and there's all these surefire. I'll tell you what broke me on it, some of it, okay, was I thought Scott Frost was an automatic at Nebraska. With the way he coached and the way he had that thing going there at UCF and just the kind of guy he was going back to Nebraska, nowhere to go but up. Mullen at Florida, Frost at Nebraska, Mullen at Florida, I thought those were sure things. They're not. It's never a sure thing when it looks like it is. It's never a bad hire, it seems like, when it looks like it is. I mean, Tommy texts the show, and he says, Matt, I'm a big Ole Miss fan, and I know Arnett is the main topic today. However, how are teams in the SEC other than Alabama expected to even compete with Georgia? I know they may have an off game occasionally, but when they are dialed in and fully healthy, they are a machine. Tommy, you're exactly right. And I'm gonna level with you and be honest here, okay? You are not expected to compete with them. Not by people who understand football. Okay, you are expected to compete with them, according to the media, right? Because we sure as heck need you to watch a ball game. Please be interested. See, they got a ranking. If we're ranking these teams accurately, you've got about 4 to 5 teams that, Tommy, listen to me. Your own coach said it after the game. Take his word. Don't take my word for it. Lane Kiffin is a much smarter football guy than I am. Okay? But even dumb old me can see and easily agree with what he's saying, because I've been saying the same thing for years. Lane Kiffin said, we got to recruit better. How are you going to compete with him? He goes, we got to recruit better. We have signed, he said, 1 5-star. They've signed 24. You don't have that in the NFL. You don't have that in any other level of major sports, those kind of gaps in rosters. The only place you have it is college football. It's the only place. And we've been saying here for 4 to 5 years, Kirby Smart went to Georgia, and before NIL, they were NIL-ing. Everybody knew it. Anything you can do to stop it. Okay? Nobody has stacked up their roster like Georgia has. Their roster is closer to an NFL team than it is to yours. Yet, you're the one playing them. That's the reality. Ain't nothing anybody can do about it. Now you can go, yeah, well, we have at Ole Miss a law school and medical school. We got a lot of wealthy alums. We can pool our money and go out and buy players. You sure can. Guess what? You won't ever spend what Georgia's spending. Raise it until you're blue in the face. Now, if you close the gap, let's say you get 15 5-stars on your roster. They have 24. You might pull it off. Not now. Listen, hey, Ole Miss is a heck of a football team. They've got some great players. But just like about a swath of about, I don't know, anywhere from 30 to 50 other teams out here in the country, we're all playing for fourth place. Period. End of story. It's the way it is. Get over it. Enjoy the pageantry and donate to your local NIL collective. Right? I mean, isn't that the answer? Tommy. Hold on, Tommy, don't leave. Tommy, buy tickets, right? Pay for a parking pass, right? Yes, buy merchandise. Yep, be kind to us on social media and help us recruit. Yep, and listen, we're not through with the financial piece. Give me every dime you can afford to give me to buy the players with. We're going to need that too. Georgia's got more of it, gonna have more of it. So, hey, for me and you both, right? Let's every now and then, let's enjoy beating the heck out of Arkansas. Let's enjoy every now and then beating the tar, okay, out of Auburn or Vandy. Every now and then, we slip up on LSU. And every year, one of us beat the tar out of the other. You ain't on Georgia's level, you're not on Bama's level, and haven't been for a long time. Is it tradition? No. Is it paying players? You bet. And now it's right out in the wide open. Bigglesworth, Texas, show and says, at least Arnett's firing gives everybody something to talk about other than those god-awful football games on Saturday. It really is true. Reaction Monday would have been kind of if it weren't for firings. Is that what you're saying? Bulldog West, Texas show says Zach was about to let the pirate ship sink. Somebody asked me if Coach Sherrill was at the game Saturday. He was. There were some pictures that were made. I saw my former teammate Rod Gibson had some pictures made. I don't know if he and Peggy stayed for the whole game. I mean, they may have, but, you know, it was kind of a late game. Rob in Jackson, Texas show says, Matt, question for you. Was the new AD in place when the decision was made to hire Arnett? No. No, Zach Selman was hired after the football coach was hired. So part of State's issue was compounded, and nobody planned on your football coach passing away, right? I mean, that's why it's an unprecedented, unfortunate situation. But it was compounded by the fact that John Cohen decided to leave in the middle of the football season and go to Auburn the week you were playing Auburn. And then it was compounded by the fact after that that you didn't hire an AD to replace him for a long time. And in between, you know, Coach Leach passed away, and a decision had to be made with recruiting calendars and that kind of thing, and you didn't have an AD. Don in Madison, Texas, showing us, says, Matt, you could have prevented all of this, State losing Saturday and firing of Arnett. All you had to do was to eat the good luck charm pepper that you found. If you had, State would have won the game. I'm not kidding. It's this walkway there at the stadium, okay, on the end where both teams' locker rooms are. And I guess that would be the north end of their stadium. And so the home locker room and all is on one half of that end underneath. They've got their tunnel. They actually come out from under the goalpost. And then the visiting team in the other corner. Well, there's this walkway underneath the stadium down there, and I'm kind of going on it. It's got this long green carpeting thing on it. And I look down, and there's this big old green pepper laying there all by itself. And because it was on the ground, I didn't know where it had been, Don. I chose not to eat it. You'll have to forgive me. Somebody says, I don't disagree with the opinions on the offense, but why isn't anyone questioning why our defense is trash? He was a DC, and our defense completely collapsed. It did. It got worse. But still, to me, there have been times, listen, even as bad as the defense has been, there have been times when it has been good enough to win a game or two. We look at the second half against Auburn, the way they played against Arkansas, okay? One half of, and you know, they did a few decent things against Kentucky. It's just that the offense has been so unimaginably bad. When is the last time they scored a touchdown? I mean, against Kentucky, you had a 20-play drive and kicked a field goal. You've played back-to-back SEC games and kicked a field goal offensively in each. That's it. You've played two games against SEC teams and no touchdowns, and here's the deal. You didn't play Georgia and Alabama. You played A&M, who you regularly, routinely beat the tar out of and did last year, and Kentucky in Starkville, who they hadn't won in Starkville since some of y'all were still in junior high, literally. The issue is the offense. It started right there. I'm going to tell you something. Go play defense on a team, okay? You know, headbutting the wall play after play when you know your offense can't score, is not going to score. Go play defense for 75 plays and headbutt the wall. Tell me how well you play without anything to compliment you whatsoever. Boy, I'm so behind. Carlos texted the show and said, why would you give Mullen credit for the stadium expansion? Somebody texted and said, Matt, can you discuss what it takes in terms of NIL money amount to attract a proven winning coach to MSU? Don't have the slightest clue. Don't care. If I'm in that realm, I'd look it up. I care so little about it, I won't look it up. It ain't my realm. I just know this. Hey, they want your money. Somebody texted and said, I don't think he jumps back in, talking about Mullen. With that said, Mullen might not have been a great recruiter, but he was a great talent evaluator. He was that. Well, he was a better recruiter than he got credit for. Let me tell you something about recruiting, too. See if you agree with this statement. Y'all, we've got to look at bigger pictures more often. Really. Even in the middle of the situation. Answer this question for me. The exact same recruiting classes with the exact same players. Everything's the same that Mullen signed at State. But what if he had signed them at Florida? What would they have been ranked? Same players, same schools, same stats, same measurables, but instead of they're committed to State, they're committed to Florida. What would the recruiting services, quote unquote, rank them? Riddle me that. You know and I know. recruiting. And thank goodness there is this teeny tiny little bitty silver lining on this whole, the upheaval of the system, and now it is strictly a pay-for-play system. There's one silver lining on it, okay, is now it has pushed to the edge and marginalized these quote-unquote recruiting services. They're now where they really should have always been. Mike texts us and says, what are your thoughts on Beamer? That'd be Shane Beamer. He says his top two coaches are him and Leopold at Kansas. I like Shane Beamer. Good coach, young. He's so young and new at it. Guys like him, for the most part, are better at their second or third stop than they are at their first one. Usually, not always. But Shane understands things. He's a good guy, and he's a good football coach. Tons of energy. Would probably do some good things, but they ain't no way to know beyond that. Jake from Yazoo, Texas show says, Smokey the Bear has officially canceled all future State versus A&M games due to fires. Thanks, Jake. Needed that. Joel says, Matt, who would you like to see as the next coach? I hadn't gotten that far. I don't know. Steven, Texas show, tuning in late. Who are we hiring? I don't know. Nunya, Texas show says, Matt Wyatt, the next head coach at Mississippi State. Hey, I'll say this. It probably would be terrible, but it'd be entertaining. I promise you this. If we go on a 20-play drive, we're scoring 6. If we go on a 20-play drive, I promise you this. If I got a true freshman quarterback with a banged-up hand, okay, then 2 of his first 5 throws of the game would not be opposite hash comeback routes. The farthest throw you can make with the least amount of wiggle room for error. I went old school Southern there, antebellum. Error. We can't make any errors. The real Eric says, that's why the NFL is better than college football. It 100% is better. Eric, your college football media, if you notice, you know how the people that are constantly telling you what a great thing college football is and how it hasn't suffered at all? Do you notice who they are? They all work for ESPN. Every one of them. They're the only ones trying to spread that message. Because everything else, the ratings on TV, the size of the fan bases, and the in-stadium attendance, and the merchandise sold, all points to the NFL. Patches says, just tuning in. It should really come to no surprise. Zach's firing. He was a Band-Aid for a very sad situation in the passing of Leach. Having said that, he says, the powers that be should have stopped him from dismantling an established system with the personnel to run it. Patches, I agree with you. And listen, I've said it before, talked about it in the first hour. You know, every head coach, first year or 21st year, young or old, every head coach knows that it's his responsibility to make tough decisions. It comes with the territory. People aren't always going to like them. You have to do what you think you need to do. And anybody that understands that has respect for it. I do. I'd be the same way if I'm in those shoes. You got to go with your gut. You got to make hard decisions, and not everybody's going to like it. You got to roll with it. You got to do what you think is best. Okay? But the reality is that everything that this football team right now is struggling with offensively, and kind of therefore the record, everything is happening, 100% traces all the way back to the decision. And I do not think it was solely a Zach Arnett decision. I don't know who was all in on it, but it had to be multiple people in on it. The decision to blow up the offensive staff that Mike Leach put together. To do it at that time. I'm just being honest with you. It made me sick to my stomach when it happened. And, you know, I wasn't any closer with them on a personal level than I was any other staff that State's ever had. It's just, it did not pass the smell test. And to blow it up, okay, and you've got, here's your, it's one thing to say, long term, we don't need to run an air raid. Okay, guess what? Most of the country feels that way. That's fine. But the fact was that in 2023, you had Will Rogers, your quarterback, who's setting records in the Southeastern Conference, run an air raid for 3 years, and before that ran it in high school, recruited by Mike Leach to Washington State. Why? Because he ran it in high school. That's who he is. You had him coming back for a fourth year. You had five offensive linemen, seniors, and depth seniors who played in the what? The air raid for 3 years is what they did. You had a whole bevy of receivers who'd signed to do what? To catch passes in the air raid. And a whole hand-picked Mike Leach staff coaching it. And the decision not to do it this year is the start of all this, period. And not only has the transition not worked, it's one of the worst offenses I've ever watched. And I'm going to give you some perspective as a former player on all this, too, when I come back. Somebody asked about, you know, not getting better and regression during a season. Well, I'll tell you a little something about that. Been through it. Stick around.
Crave your sports.
It's often difficult to satisfy that special hunger.
Not here, because you've got Matt Wyatt.
Oh, I am starving.
Don't worry, he's got a menu full.
Back with you, I'm Matt. Staying connected to you because of C Spire, the number one network in Mississippi. C Spire, customer inspired. Check them out at cspire.com. If you cannot throw the football, you cannot win in today's game. If you aren't very good throwing the football, you will not win many games in today's game. Run, tell them. Chisel it. Put my name on it. Okay, clip this out. Send it on social media. Send it to your buddy who disagrees. Grease board, film, whatever. Didn't matter to me. I'm a dumb guy. I'm right about that. If you can't throw the football really well, you ain't winning many games right now. Oh, well, you got to be balanced. You got to be good at throwing a ball. And you got to be good at other stuff, too. You got to do something really well. Here you go. Answer this question. Name the teams that cannot throw the ball that have won a bunch of games. Name the teams that play poor defense and have won a bunch of games. Y'all, I'm telling you, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, football was flipped one way and it looked like this. It said, and it was unequivocal, that was the era we were living in because of the way, the types of players that you had, the way defense is recruiting. To win, you had to do what? You had to run the ball and play defense. It has flipped. It's not that way anymore. You must be able to throw the ball and play good defense. And that's how you win in today's game. Some comments. I mentioned earlier, I couldn't believe Frost. I was so wrong. I could not believe he didn't work at Nebraska. Couldn't believe it. AB commented on the YouTube Murray West live thread and said Frost was a little bit of all hype coaching at UCF and not in the SEC level. Mullen had a better track record, but of course recruiting was average. But still, that's two of them. Somebody on YouTube here said Georgia had two freshman tight ends that were unbelievable Saturday. They are loaded. They just stacking them five stars up, man. Just stack them up. They've got their roster over there on the other side of the Grand Canyon. Gene comments on Facebook and said, would Kiffin leave Ole Miss for the A&M job? Well, you know, why would he right now? I don't know. I mean, if it's just about money, sure, they may pay you more money. Kiffin doesn't strike me as one of those who that's really all he's about is money. Now, Mark comments here on YouTube and says, when Woody got hurt, that was the start of the offense going to crap. Well, it certainly didn't help, did it? But I can assure you, when Woody was healthy, he's a great player. But it still wasn't worth a flip. And they did not look well, like put together. They didn't have their act together, really, at any level. And, okay, so I told you I was going to comment on this. Listen, y'all, I kind of have been on a lot of different types of teams years ago when I was a player. And I mentioned this in the first hour, but almost to a fault, I sort of see things through the eyes of the player, like you got the helmet on, and that's just sort of what comes natural to me is looking at it from that perspective. All right? I will say that in the time that, you know, during the 4 years of my eligibility under Coach Sherrill at State, we rarely, I don't know, in those 4 years, you're talking about the 96, 97, 98, 99 seasons, we were just having years where we didn't go into games feeling like we were hopeless, completely hopeless, and didn't have a chance to win it. Now, the year before that, 95, that was a three-win season. Had two first-round draft picks on that team, one on offense, one on defense, and we only won three games that year. And, I wasn't eligible. I was getting to dress out. I was on the team, was getting dressed out, that sort of thing, getting redshirted. But I do remember a couple of games that particular year. One was hosting LSU that year where you just it's a terrible feeling to go into it feeling like, hey, this is going to be fun. I'm going to run out there and try to do something. We got very little shot at winning this game. We don't have much hope of winning this game. Conversely, I can tell you the difference in a player, the difference in your attitude and your effort, how fast you run. I know it shouldn't be this way, but we're human. The difference in the effort and the attitude and how fast you run and how hard you hit and how intense and everything ready you are is totally different when you are convinced we've got a shot to win this game. And I felt that too a lot of years as a player. And what I'm telling you is I've seen it this year and I saw it Saturday night. You have a team of players who don't have hope that they can win. They are good guys. You don't have a whole lot of, you know, obvious attitude problems. You don't have selfish guys. You don't have effort issues. You don't have people throwing a fit. You don't have arguments among players. They go to work. They practice. They work their tails off. But I'm telling you, body language, everything else shows you they're rolling out there in some of these games and don't have the hope that they're going to win the game. They don't have it. And it's a job of a coach and a coaching staff to, in every way possible, put them in a position where they can feel like, you know what? If we play well, we can do some stuff. We can win some games. That has not happened. And like I said, there's the other side of that coin. There is nothing better than being a player on a team. Even on the road, you look at all those opposing fans and guys on the other side, and you are confident. You know what? They have no idea how hard we're about to hit them. They don't understand what's coming. And you look at your teammates and your brothers in the eye, and you're both grinning because you know what's about to happen. And guess what? Sometimes you still lose that game. But, buddy, that hope and real sure enough belief, hey, we have practiced well. We know what we're doing. I can do the job they're asking me to do. It's going to work. I know they're calling the right plays and putting us in a position to win. Watch. There's nothing better as a football player than knowing that. But when you don't have that, it's tough. Running out there for pride, laying it on the line, kind of knowing. It's like somebody said earlier, well, Matt, you talk so much about the offense, but why not talk about the defense? Defense has not been as good this year, but like I said, try to play defense and go out there and headbutt the wall for 75 plays when you know your offense cannot score. They cannot score. Ain't doing it. How hard are you going to play? You can be the best attitude in the world, giving it all you've got. And I promise you, you still aren't giving the same effort you would if you knew my offense is fixing to score. I'm telling you, it's different. Sad state of affairs. All right. Y'all tired of all this? Huh? You want to talk about anything else? Let's try the phones. The DaVinci Equipment phone line, DaVinci Equipment in Madison and in Jackson. Brando on line one. What's up, Brando? Brando, you there? I don't have Brando. We'll try him again in a minute. Will comments on the Murray West live thread. He says, early in the game, maybe second quarter, the coaching staff went for it on fourth and short on our own side of the field. We were down 17-7 at the time. It was bad coaching. I was out on the staff after that. Well, I don't know, Will. I might actually go a different way on that one. There was one earlier, though. I wasn't out on the staff on that one, but there was one earlier in the game. It was where you actually helped them by accepting a penalty. All right. Back over to the phone. Brando, hit me up. What's up?
Hey, brother. How are you today?
I'm just right. I got hot coffee in my mug. I'm good.
Well, you got a great producer that hung up on me twice. hey, real quick, I'm an Ole Miss fan, and I don't have rose-colored glasses on. I did not expect us to win that game. Maybe score a few more points, but if you notice over the course of the year, we're a flash in the pan in that first quarter. I mean, those first two scoring strikes, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But, Matt, when you look at Alabama – and Georgia versus Ole Miss, who has a lot of people that came in the portal, you can definitely tell the difference in the continuity of the players. When you've just got five stars showing up, and I'm talking bad about Ole Miss, I'm not making an excuse, but the offensive and defensive line of Georgia and Alabama will win. One of them will win the national championship.
Yep.
You can throw Michigan in the mix.
Yep.
You can throw Ohio State.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, when it comes to offensive and defensive lines, that's where it's won.
Mm-hmm.
And they manhandled us Saturday.
Yep.
They literally pushed us around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're disciplined. And they've been playing together for the last two or three years versus a portal team. And look, I'm not knocking Lane Kiffin for getting the portal. You got to get your players somewhere. And it wasn't bad coaching. They just outplayed us. They're just a way better team. And I would hate to play Missouri right now. They only lost by 7 to Georgia. But
Brando, appreciate Georgia the call, man. Thank you. Music's got you. Stick around.
From the amazing hits.
That one is huge.
To all the amazing plays. Matt Wyatt has got it all for you.
Just listen to that.
Back with you. I'm Matt in the Bureau. Greg commented on the Murray West live thread on Facebook, said no quit in Jet, though. Well, I'm going to be honest, they got some players that have not quit for sure. I mean, when you look at Buki and Jet, Pickering, and DeCam, and Sean Preston plays, you know, as hard as he can play, you got some guys who play hard for sure. No, they didn't quit, to their credit. But I just think it looks different. Jason in Flagstaff commented on the country pleasing text line. He said, you could visibly see that the other night, the exchange where State kicked the field goal, defense goes get a three and out, and the offense immediately turned the ball over. Floodgates opened right after that. Yeah, it did. Right. And you know, it has a tendency to do that when one side of the ball or the other really just can't execute it. You just can't do it. And that's kind of where State is offensively right now. Yeah, it's downright bad. More Bully on the Divini Equipment phone line. What's up, More Bully? Thanks for calling.
What's happening, Matt?
Yo.
You got anything to talk about today?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
Or gnaw. I think the word gnaw, N-A-W, is an underused word these days. Gnaw.
Oh, I can't disagree. I just can't. Well, listen, I'm going to first get to my disappointment with you. My boy Beaver was telling me that you have empty promised him numerous occasions to bring him some good country pleasing material. And is it yet to happen, from what I understand?
No, he has. It's just been a while.
Whoa.
Since I brought it to him.
Let's get back to what actually was said. I can't put empty promises on you, Matt. Now, I told him Chris Brooks empty promised a bunch, obviously. But I did say that, Matt Wyatt, your offense is just taunting me with it. Chris was the empty promises.
Right.
And Beaver.
Chris was the master of empty promises. I don't know, MHSAA might be worse. But you
I wouldn't put that in past tense, Beaver.
Huh?
Don't put that in past tense that he was. He is.
He is. Y'all are funny, man.
Yeah.
Chris, I tell you what, if Chris has got friends like you guys, he doesn't need enemies.
Oh, I know that. Hey, man, you didn't comment on my plate I sent you.
I was kind of busy, More Bully.
When did you send it? It was good, though. Saturday.
Saturday, right.
I don't know what you were doing Saturday.
You don't know what I was doing? I was driving. No. I drove Saturday morning from Vicksburg to College Station, got to the hotel, get checked in, pick up passes, all these different things, sat down for 30 minutes and then head over to the stadium. Had to be there early. And then,
what drive was that?
Okay, from Vicksburg to College Station was 6 hours. Supposed to take a little bit more. But did you know that, you've even got two-lane dinky roads in Texas that are the speed limit is 75 miles an hour. Did you realize that?
Ooh.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. And then yesterday, I drove from College Station to Vicksburg, had lunch with Annabeth's family at the Pizza Inn in Vicksburg. Got done, and then drove to Tupelo. So I was in the car for 10, 11 hours yesterday.
Woo! No thanks.
And
hey, man.
What?
You missed that basketball practice before the game, didn't you? Our boys had a basketball practice. kept score, though.
Hey, Hubbard had 21 points and hit like 5 threes or something.
Man. They were just going through the motions and just couldn't miss. It was incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ladies looked good yesterday, too. And then we got the men again tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm ready for NCC play to see what they're going to do.
And, well, me too, because then you get Tolu Smith back, pretty close
to
me. And then it really gets interesting.
Jans was kind of quiet if Shaq's going to play tomorrow.
Hmm.
He didn't really mention it. He didn't give a definitive answer. How about that?
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll see what happens.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Moving forward, I guess, with football. So there we go. Yeah. I'm glad they made the move.
Yeah. You okay?
So maybe with the sandwich.
You okay, More Bully?
We can salvage 2 games. We're going bowling.
Hey, More Bully, you sound like you need some energy. You need to get you some coffee from High Point Roasters in New Albany to go with some of that country pleasing, and maybe that'll perk you up a little bit.
I'm about to do that.
My man calls in on the radio and goes, I don't know, whatever. I know that we're comfortable with each other, More Bully, but I feel like I ought to remind you we are on the air right now. Yeah. You aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I did something Friday I don't usually do. Is I had 3 cups of coffee. I only usually have 1. Something about Friday. And I've been threatening to get some of that High Point. Why don't you just send me some, Matt?
No, no. You need to order it. And tell them I sent you.
Fine.
That's much more of a help. And it comes in a big 1-pound bag, too, so you won't run out as quick. Thanks for the call. Rob comments on the Murray West live thread on Facebook and says, could you ever dunk a basketball, Matt? Yes, I could. It's hard for someone my height to not be able to dunk a basketball. I'm going to be honest with you. But yes, I could. And my two standout memories, okay, one was dunking in a high school basketball game and getting fouled, so it was an and one. And we were at an opposing gym. And they had, it was the only gym that we played at in high school that had those Hydra rib goals like the colleges have, the ones that sit on the floor. You know, back in the day, every gym you went into had the old school, the goal and the rims are hanging down from the ceiling, right? This is one of those Hydra rim deals. So I dunked it and I hung onto the rim on purpose and really pulled it to see if I could get that goal rocking back and forth. And the referee gave me an and one, and then he called a technical on me for pulling the goal down on purpose. Or trying to pull it. And then the other one was dunking in a church league softball game about 20 years ago in Tupelo. I'm sorry, church league basketball game in Tupelo about 20 years ago. And it turns out, I don't know how it is now, but back then, dunking in church league basketball was illegal. He called a foul. It's a foul. And the basket is no good. If you were to dunk in a church league basketball game. And let me just go ahead and tell you, too. The other thing you're not supposed to do in church league basketball is scream and yell and argue with referees. Okay? It's supposed to be for fun. Yeah, but I wasn't a big dunker. I certainly wasn't like, you know, like some of these folks. But, yeah, that's been so long ago. You ought to see my vertical now. It's really not even a vertical. It's not. I don't get up high enough off the ground now to even really call it a vertical. Yeah, it's more horizontal. It's more horizontal. Let me read this from Melissa, big State fan. She's on Facebook on the Murray West live thread. Says lots of mixed emotions today. But on another happy note, how about the Delta State Statesman? Gulf South Conference champs, playoff start this week, go Fighting Okra. There you go. See, we got a lot still to play for and be proud of. And every year can't be wonderful. Stuff happens. It just happens. And why don't we just end the show this way, Melissa? All this football stuff, none of it's really that important. It's really not all. Compared to other things, none of it's really that big of a deal. Hey, we got like 3 minutes to get her on the air. Hey, Annie.
Beaver.
It's a homecoming
Where's
queen.
Beaver? I just need to talk to Beaver.
You don't want to talk to me? Beaver, are you there?
He left.
He's probably on the phone with more bully right now.
I walk by the studio and I hear you say, hey, well, football, it's just not that important. And one
Melissa
of two
agrees.
Things is going on. You're obviously so hyped up that you're now delirious from your 2-hour show that you've just kind of given up.
Well, and maybe we'll do that live thing again tonight. That was fun last week.
Yeah.
But although the funny thing that came out of that last week
was that you were...
It was about 9 o'clock.
I had to text you.
It was 9 o'clock, which is several minutes past my bedtime. And you texted me and it said, you seem tired. Go ahead and end this, perhaps.
I was just thinking, yeah, well, I know you best, and I knew you were way past your bedtime, and I thought you need to wrap this up.
Well, it's the way
you're gonna make people bored, or you're really coming across as you're really tired, and you just need to wrap it up.
Well, the way you worded it, though, you said wrap this up, perhaps. Like, are you being sassy right now? I can't tell.
I was trying to be polite. I was trying to encourage you politely.
Okay, it didn't come across polite.
Well, I'm sorry.
I could see you rolling your eyes as you typed that to me.
Yeah, well, maybe I was. I'm just telling you now, I was trying to be polite.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we'll do that again tonight.
Yeah,
what time should we do it?
You seem to have a lot of comments you didn't, you didn't get to today.
Didn't even get close to getting to all of them. So maybe again tonight.
8 o'clock.
Check Twitter. We'll shoot for 8 o'clock. Facebook, YouTube. We'll get on a live stream and drink some coffee. And
stay awake.
I'll stay awake this time. That's it for today. For the Homecoming Queen, for Beaver, for more Bully, all of us here on the show, I'm Matt. See y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place in the Farm Bureau Insurance Studio. See you then. See you.